Thank you for holding. Is this Wes?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Wes. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Doing all right.
That's what I like to hear. All right is good. It's better than bad. I'll take it.
Yeah. I'm bottle feeding some puppies on this call as well, so if you hear some weird sounds, that's what that is.
No, that's fine. What kind of dogs are they?
They are mutts. My mutt got pregnant by the neighbor's lab, and then she died on me, so I had
to taking care of the babies. Good man.
Yeah.
She'll see you in heaven. Say thank you. No, that's awesome. But sometimes those are the best dogs, though. You know, the best dog I ever had, I got him for $100. I saved him from the animal shelter when he was like 3 months old, and he was like a lab and a pit bull mix. And I had him for like 10 years. He was like the best dog ever. And he passed away when my mom got sick.
So I think I'm going to keep him.
Yeah, dogs are awesome. I don't really like cats. I'm a dog guy.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah, cats just don't listen to us. They don't care. But I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. There's a discount that she's requesting. I just got to apply that. But did you have any questions like about the listing or how it works?
No, I've like looked into SEO and kind of doing what y'all do, just on a smaller scale. I'm familiar with the process.
Okay. We started out doing SEO in 2004. So we've been in business for 20 years, but we're partnered with Google now. We're a premier Google partner. So it's the highest accreditation you could achieve with Google. And the difference is the Google partners get primary spots on the first page. They get those local maps listings, those three guys next to the map. On page one?
Yeah.
Instead of like local SEO, it's kind of like an organic listing. So those ones are just, it might just be like your website down there on the first page, but towards the bottom. It's not really based off like your verification and everything anymore. There was a point where you could self-verify and then, you know, you get a bunch of reviews and you do the SEO, you could get on page one, but Google's kind of threaded through a lot of those companies. We got strong-armed into it. It was like, hey, you know, either become a Google partner or we're going to shut you down, you know. And I know there's still a lot of SEO companies out there that operate independently without Google.
Yeah.
And, you know, Google doesn't like those guys. But so some business owners might be able to find success with them. You know, it just depends on the area they're in. But this is Google Places, so you'll be one of those three guys that are next to the map that we're talking about. We do Google Ads and Google Guarantee as well, if that's something that you're interested in. But usually in order to get Google Guaranteed, you have to have at least a local listing that's verified. So you'd want to do this. This would be like a stepping stone getting you to the Google Guarantee position.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have a website at all?
No, I do not. I've been so inundated with work and actually conducting business, I didn't get business cards until recently, man.
Oh, it's okay. Like, I mean, the guys that you see on page one, man, they're not doing all this stuff by themselves. Like, they have a company like us that called them one day and then, you know, they jump in there.
Yeah.
So they're not sitting down building a website. They're not doing marketing, plugging in keywords, backlinking, meta tagging. They're just answering the phone and going out and doing their thing.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yes, I have a crew, but I'm the only one doing, like, advertising, social media, stuff like that.
Yeah, but usually you outsource that, you know what I mean? Like, the cost to have it professionally outsourced is cheaper than hiring one of your guys to do a job, and it's going to generate way more jobs for you.
And I'm realizing that now.
Yeah, that's what they do. They just outsource it. There's a package that Tara requested for you. It's called our Platinum Package. It should make us like a one-stop shop for you. It'll cover all your bases online. So it's not just the Google first page placement, but we would submit you to Bing once your verification's done. Same thing with Amazon and Apple Safari search engines. So, you know, if they're using like an Amazon Alexa device, you'll be a top option there. If they're searching on Bing, they have a top five. They usually pull from Google's top three anyway, as long as we do the submission and the verification. And then also, Apple Safari automatically defaults to Google as long as you do the Apple submission as well. So you're covered basically no matter how they search. It's not just relying on them hopping on a PC and being on Google. They could pull out their iPhone out of their pocket and look up a service you provide, holiday decorator, handyman services, deck cleaning, you know, whatever it may be, and they'll be able to see you. So we list you for about 15 different keywords at a time in this package. We would also build the website for you. That's more the reason why we're recommending that package, because the website's in there. But it also includes Facebook ads and a couple other directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. I like some of those. You could get clients from some of those too, but it's not going to compare to what you'll see off Google. It's just Google's been the trend that everybody uses, you know. Okay, so I sent you a link to the pricing page just so you could see all this. The platinum package, it's usually... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
There it is. Okay. I just opened
it. Yeah, it actually helps if you can see it too instead of me just tell you.
Yeah.
But if you go down to the bottom, underneath the Google Partner Badge, you'll see three different... Well, there's six packages total, but the last three down... They'll say Facebook ads or local SEO plus Facebook ads, like platinum SEO packages.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're all based on Google Places. That's our main product. We don't even call out unless we have a listing available next to the map there within your area. But the last one down, it says most popular. That's the platinum. So normally it's $5.99 monthly, and there's usually a $2.99 setup fee. But with the discounts that Tara requested for you, if you wanted to come on board with us today, I could put you on a platinum package, but I can reduce the rate down to just $2.99, which is our essential package cost.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically cut your bill in half as part of a new in business credit, and then I'll lock you in at that rate. So each month that you're with us, you'll actually keep that deal. It'll just stay $2.99 for as long as you're with us.
That doesn't sound like a bad deal.
Not at all. About $10 a day, so it's, you know, should be more affordable than buying leads. If you buy one lead a day, you're probably spending a lot more.
Yeah, it is. You're definitely right.
Mm-hmm. And then you have less opportunity.
My main concern is having too much business from y'all, because y'all are doing the Facebook ads, the
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a top guy on Google. I got one crew. It's me and two, sometimes three other guys.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a good problem to have. I try to tell our guys that because there are points where they get overwhelmed, you know? But we don't expect you to, like, drive yourself nuts, like, run around like a chicken with your head cut off trying to take care of everybody, you know? The guys that are on page one are getting first right of refusal on a lot of jobs. And they cherry pick them, you know. Sometimes they're saying, hey, I can't get out to you for 4 weeks. And the homeowner's like, all right, you know, because they're hoping that you're quality. You know what I mean? We're putting a website up there. We're showing work that you've done. We're basically selling them online. So it's, you know, you take what you can help. If you can't, you know, they could always find somebody else. There is a tracking system too. So even if you're missing calls, you can go in there. There's always a pipeline. The idea here is to make sure that you guys are never wondering where the next job's coming in. You know, we want to make sure the business is consistent. You guys are always working.
Yeah.
You know?
I definitely do like that. The other thing is I just signed on with Angie Leads, and I'm not even, like, out of their trial period yet or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how does that work? Do they give you, like... a certain amount of leads for a month or something like that?
They guarantee if I don't book the first 10 leads, they'll give me 100% of my money back.
Yeah, I mean, one out of 10, you have to be like the worst closer in the world, though.
Yeah.
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 It's like, come on, these people are actually like filling it. It takes so long for somebody to fill out that form, like they're definitely going to hire somebody.
yeah,
they're going to fill that thing out and then have people call them. But a lot of times they're just price shoppers. So they know they're going to get connected to like four or five of you guys. You know Home Advisors on Google? Like they pay Google $8 million a month to be on the first page? There's like, they have a listing on as, the first page for your area. It's got about 10 of you guys on it.
Service, when you type in like tree service, home advisor comes up.
Yeah, but they're not showing up locally. Like, you're on, you have your smartphone there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go to Google and just punch it in. Let's type in like tree service. This is an example. And then, if you're already in Corpus Christi, you don't need to put that, but it usually just picks up your location automatically. But you'll see like Tree Care Express services.
I used to work for them.
Oh yeah? Yeah, they do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild. They don't even have a website though. So they're actually on a package that would be like, they're paying more than what I'd leave, but they're on a package like an essential that doesn't even have the website or the Facebook ads. They do pretty well though, that company. They get a lot of calls. But yeah,
yeah,
if you scroll down.
Busy and he only...
Oh yeah. Yeah. Anybody that you see on that first page, you know, they're, according to Google, 90% of searches start and stop on the first page. So 9 times out of 10, when somebody's searching for a tree service or any service provider, really, this is where they're going to pull the trigger. They're not going to page two. It's mostly because all these businesses that are on here, especially like the verified local guys, they've gone through the Google verification. So it's like they know that you're a real business. You know, they can see your reviews, your phone number's there, your website's there. There's a Google verification badge that lets them know, like, you know, if you have license, insurance, registration. So it's like, you're not going to get some janky fly-by-night company off the first page of Google. You know, it's obviously somebody that's doing good business because their information's out there. Like, I can find you. You know, if something goes wrong, you know,
yeah.
You guys destroy my car. It's like, okay, how did I find you in Google? You know, obviously you guys aren't doing anything bad if you're not hiding anything.
Right.
But yeah, you could see Home Advisor and Angie's on there. So for the tree service in Corpus Christi, you got like Tree Care Express and services. So that they're doing that on Home Advisor too, actually. And then there's Veterans Tree Service, also on Angie's, right? And so their platforms typically have anywhere from 5 to 10 people. They'll do it countywide, like countywide areas instead of citywide areas. And so they'll have 5 to 10 guys, but they'll sell the same lead to like five or 10 of you. Like they're trying to collect that $30 lead fee from each one of you.
When I'm on Google right now, and before any of the actual Google business pages come up, there's an ad that looks like Google business page, and you can scroll through it and it's different people than are actually on Google business.
Yeah. Yeah, those ones say Google Guaranteed at the top.
Said highly rated tree service providers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're probably Google Guaranteed. It's probably if it's an ad, then it's Google Ads. So those ones are doing pay per click. So every time you click on that, or somebody clicks on that, they get charged like $2 to $3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
and then there's Google Guaranteed.
I clicked on that first thinking that was Google Business, and I was confused.
It's okay. I mean, they kind of... Okay, sorry. Say that again. You cut out.
How many other people are... That's my concern, is how many other people are going to do that and, you know, click one of those businesses instead of me when I pop up on Google Businesses. That's, you know, 3 pages down on my homepage.
3 pages down. Oh, you mean like because you're down here next to the map?
Yeah, I'm down there next to the map, but there's 2 other ads before that are showing up before that, and then the.
Yeah, the ads always come up first. The ads always come up first. The thing about the ads though is like you could be like far away, like you're not a verified local business. That's the difference. So for like your county, the people aren't being recommended people in Google Ads that are actually local to them, if that makes sense. But we do Google Ads here too, so I don't want to bash it and say that it's like it's a bad service. that's kind of what I was telling you in the beginning. Like, I would recommend starting out smaller, though, because if you look at our Platinum Premier packages, those are the ones above the package that I just quoted you. You know, your starting budget on those is, you know, $1,098 for 2 months and then a $299 setup fee. You know what I'm saying? So they usually want about $300 a month allotted directly to just Google Ads by itself, whereas I'm able to get you a local listing and a variety of other listings with the Google places that you're going to want to have those anyway before you launch an ad for just $299. And then let's say your concern right now is like, hey, I'm going to get too busy, right? And that's still like super likely with the Google Places guy. But let's say you decide that you want more, you know, we could always grow you and put you in areas that aren't Nueces County. You know what I mean? By doing Google Ads. But the local listing is only going to cover you for about 40 miles from where you receive a Google PIN verification letter. So, you know, my recommendation is when you start with this package. Start small, so to speak. Not small in the sense of like we're covering you with everything. You know, your website, Facebook ads, all these different things. So you're going to have a variety of different ways of getting leads. So it won't feel like you're starting small. But if you got like, you know, five or six crews that you could run at a time, or if you guys can do five or six jobs at a time, then yeah, I mean, I could definitely see you going, hey, let's do Google Ads or Google Guarantee later. Google Ads is pay-per-click. Google Guarantee is pay-per-lead. But I'm never a guy that goes, hey, let's throw a bunch of money at the wall and see what sticks. You know, I want to get your foot in the door. I know at this rate, a $299 with a platinum bundle, we'll be able to blow Home Advisor by Angie's out of the water and anything that you're seeing from that. And then we've earned your trust and earned your business long-term. And then if you want to do something bigger, I mean, yeah, absolutely. We could always do Google Ads, but I think your concern of like, hey, I went right past these guys and clicked on the ads, you know, it's not realistic. It's kind of like hypothetical. Most people are going to probably call a couple of people, to be honest, before they hire someone. It's no different than Home Advisor by Angie's. And right now, the thing is that you're on your own phone and you don't even see your own business. So you're not an option at all. Like, your chances of getting these guys are zero without the service. So everybody's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a more straightforward way to really answer that, but that's kind of how I would go about it. I would start with this. But if you want to jump right into Google Ads, we can do that. It's just going to change the budget. You know, that's the thing. So we can have you up there in the sponsored. It's just, you know, we usually charge $1,098 with a 2 month commitment on those ones. That's the Platinum Premier package there in the pricing page.
Yeah, I'm not ready to start on that one. That's
what I was saying.
Why they were popular?
No, no.
Google Ads.
Yeah, I got you. There's different types of first page placement. Like, you were talking about SEO. SEO is just those guys that are, like, kind of scattered down there. Like, Home Advisor by Angie's List, their listings are local SEO that's done all over the country. So they're down there, right? And then you got the Google Maps guys. Those are Google Places. So that's where we're talking about listing you, those three guys next to the map. But if you want to do Google Ads and Google Guarantee, we're partnered with Google, so we could always upgrade you to that or do that for you. Usually you want to have your Google verification done before you can have any kind of ads or Google Guarantee anyway. So that's what I was saying. It might be better to just run this coming into the new year. You know, keep your budget low. Let us get all that stuff launched. And then coming into 2025, you're already ready to rock and roll. And if you want to add it after a month or two, it's just a phone call. You just call in. Same thing if you want to switch out your keywords, adjust something on your website, you just let us know. Like, hey, I need to vamp up. I got some guys I got to get busy. We could always run ads for you, get that going. It's not based on availability like these local listings.
I got you. So if I do decide to pull the trigger on that today, what's my total cost if I decide to go with y'all today?
Well, the Platinum package, I got approval to give you the Platinum package for just the $299 out the door. You'll see in the fine print, there's a $299 setup fee. I could reduce that to a one-time payment of $99. So the initial investment would be $398 the first month, and then it'll go down to $299 each month after that, and that's all you pay. There's no other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees with this package.
Okay.
So the most important thing that we have to do, though, is your Google verification. So if you do decide to move forward, I'm going to send you the Google verification form right now. You got to fill that out, send that in. We'll do a client interview with you, which I'll schedule for either later today or tomorrow, depending on what's best for your schedule. But we'll interview you, get the domain purchased, start working on your website, go over all the services you're listed for and the areas that you want to target. And then once those two things are done, there's also a pin that'll actually come in the mail. So you have the form you fill out, the interview, and then there's a pin that comes in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. It's just like a postcard they send to you, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back I'll need from you when it comes in. And once we have all those things, we could go live.
Okay. So my personal address is going to be listed with the
no.
On Google?
No, not if you don't want it to. Not if you don't want it to. City, state, and SIP will be listed,
okay.
But I could hide your address if you don't want it up there.
Okay. Yeah, because we don't have a home office. I operate out of the house.
That's common, yeah.
I mean, we don't
a
have
lot of the business owners I work with work from home. Yeah, they just go to the customer, especially if you're service-based.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for you to have them come to you. You got to go there. Yeah. No, I know how it is. I'm pro Second Amendment myself, Wes, so with no shame, you know, I don't want anybody showing up at my door uninvited. I got kids, you know? It's just bad.
Somebody
they came to your house?
My other concern, no, like while I was on a job, the neighbor threatened to shoot me. They thought I was breaking into the house.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, I was working on it. Yeah. My other concern is I run another business, a family business, and that takes up a lot of my weekends. And I just,
okay.
I'm not going to have time to jump on leads and stuff. With Angie, I have there's a switch. You know, I can turn off, you know, me receiving leads, and it, peace of mind, I can focus on my other business that takes a lot of time.
The way we'd solve it, those two things, Wes? Yeah, so the way we'd solve it is you're going to have set hours on your Google Business profile listing. So your set hours, there's going to be like a little open and closed icon. Like, you know, you've probably seen those before when you look for other things. It'll tell you if the business is open or closed.
Uh-huh.
So you'll have that to kind of set the hours on when you'll switch calls. If you're obviously working the other job, then we're going to set your hours to where, you know, it's closed during that time. Or you can leave it open, and there's a tracking system that you get in the form of an app. It's called our account dashboard. And it'll save all their information. So, you know, you can have all calls forwarded. If they leave a message, you can just go into the tracking system and you can recover all their information. And the cool thing is like these Google Places guys, they have a click to call feature. I don't know if you see that little phone icon on there on some of those searches that you do right next to the businesses listing. Yeah, so if they click on that, it records the conversation, verifies that it's somebody calling you after doing a Google search. So it's actually going to separate, like, your personal calls from your business calls in that tracking system. So you just, and you go to your tracking system, you got that pipeline of people who've called off that, and you could circle back with them when you're available. So that way you're not completely missing those opportunities. You know, it'll just save their information. And then also in your tracking system, you know, it'll have data from not just Google, but you know, Bing, Amazon Alexa, Facebook, everywhere. So you can see how everything's performing. And then you could also request Google reviews. When you finish jobs, you could just text them a hyperlink is what it's called to your Google Business profile. And they could put the star rating in there, write a little review on you. We recommend you send that out at the end of every job just to kind of accumulate your reviews. But yeah, we have the tools in place to make sure that it's working for you, even if you're working a full-time job right now. Or managing another company. So we could set the hours, and then also your tracking system and account dashboard will help you. that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It definitely does.
Yeah. So I have to create the Google Business profile. I do have some information here online, but I have to verify. Can you receive mail at this address here in Corpus Christi, the 4309 Wolf Creek Court?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's the business street address that you said you wanted me to hide, right?
Yes. Yeah, that does not need to be online.
It is online on Home Advisor by Angie's, though, so I would recommend you touch base with them. It also says that you're closed Monday through Sunday right now, so that's not good either. How would you like
your leads off?
Oh, you have your leads off? Yeah, I mean, yeah, the goal is for us to put you in a position where you never have to turn them back on. Like, honestly, I think after a month or two of this, you'll probably leave those guys. I don't think
you're just getting started with Andy. I haven't turned them on yet.
Oh, okay, good. Then that means you could probably still get your money back from those guys too. You don't have to even jump through those loops, you know? I've worked with a lot of guys who have used that service, and they make the switch, and they're always telling me how much better it is to just have people call them live and not wonder what their bill is going to look like at the end of the month with lead fees and everything.
Yeah,
you just get a lot more bang for your buck with this too, because not just because we're putting you on multiple different things, but you know, let's say you allotted $300 to Home Advisor by Angie's and the leads are like $30 a pop. You get 10 leads, you know, maybe you get like 2-3 jobs out of those, so it makes sense. But now the only way to get more leads is to dig further into that budget. You know, you got to spend more than $300. So you're just limited to a certain amount of leads based on your budget there. With this, you know, the floodgates are open, you know, and that's really what you want. You don't want to be limited to just like 10 opportunities, and those opportunities are also being quoted by other people on there, you know, over the course of the year. You'll save so much money on like lead fees and, what were
you
saying?
Do you have an estimate of like how many leads I can expect to receive per month?
Google doesn't want us to like guarantee you a certain amount of leads, right? Because the only person who can guarantee anything really is the homeowner. Yeah, but we do have search data. Like the keyword excavation, well, this is multiple keywords. So excavator, excavating, contractor, and excavation. Those three keywords have 1,812 searches in the last 30 days within 40 miles of Corpus Christi, which is your local listing would cover that ground. So I'm not saying like, hey, we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls if you list yourself for that. But 90% of the time people do pick from the first page of Google. So you can expect, you know, pretty decent call volume if we list you there. But we list you for 15 different keywords. So you hand select them. There's also a system called Google Analytics that lets you see all this stuff, and that's a part of your tracking system too. So if you ever want to swap out the keywords or kind of pivot the kind of services you're providing, like I noticed you do holiday decorations. That might be something we want to highlight right now.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want to highlight that right now. But you could always switch out your keywords too through your account management team here. So it's just a phone call, and you let us know, like, hey, I want to switch my keywords towards this, and then you'll notice the calls coming in will start shifting towards that service because that's what you're being displayed for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know your concern is getting overwhelmed, but, I mean, it's a good problem to have. You'd much rather be the guy that's got too much opportunity that could subcontract it out to people or – just cherry pick what you do and don't want versus the other way around where there's going to be people out here that are twiddling their thumbs wondering, okay, you know, when's the next job coming in? Yeah. So it's a good problem. And it's a good long-term solution.
Yeah. Another concern is I pretty much blew my budget for this month with, and not blew it, but a portion of it for my advertising. Can I try and contact them and get my money back?
Well, we're partnered with Google. We're not actually Google. So the problem is like when a spot opens up, they'll give the listing to Google partners outside of us. And then they have reps kind of like Tara. You remember the girl you were speaking with in the beginning? before you got transferred to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're in a call center, and they basically will call out until the spot fills. Once they fill that listing, they close out the category, and then we can't work with anybody else in the area until another spot opens up. So somebody has to, like, discontinue or relocate to another area. But if money's the main thing... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
A couple of different agencies like y'all's have called me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, within the last couple of weeks to get on, you know, front page of Google. So I don't think that spot's going to be, like, run away tomorrow, you know what I'm talking about? It's been open for a second.
Well, if you look at Local Splash, like, if you look up our company, we're a premier partner. So it's a little different. Like, once it hits our desk, they've obviously failed to fill it. You know, that's the only reason why it's hitting our desk, because we have about 500 people that work here. We're not just like a small company with like 20, 30 people, you know? So if they are having trouble filling a listing, that's usually when it gets to us and it gets to my reps like Tara, you know? Because some of those other companies, they might be like, hey, I'm calling about your Google listing. You know what I mean? But we're here in California. It's not like outsourced foreignly, like, Local Splash, we're right next to Google here in SoCal. So by the time it makes it here, it's like they've obviously failed to fill it, and Google's like, hey, you know, maybe something's going on. Maybe the business owners aren't comfortable talking to those guys, whatever the case may be, but fill it. And so, you know, once I hang up with you, they'll pretty much send the next pre-screen guy until it closes. But are you telling me that I know you'll be able to get your money back. Here, look, watch this. You said you signed up with them like this week, right?
I think they charged my card last week.
Last week? Oh, shoot. What did they charge you?
It was a little over 300.
A little over three. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, you could always let them know you found their FTC article. You know, I just texted it to you. The Federal Trade Commission basically verified that they're cheating business owners and they're a scam. You could always tell them that you found that and you changed your mind. You know, usually that gets the job done right there. You don't want to work with them. They can't advertise your business if you don't want them to advertise your business. You know, it's illegal. Yeah. Like if you don't want them doing anything with your company, there's nothing they could do, you know. But if they say, hey, you've accepted some of these leads, you got to at least pay this and that, you know, and that's another conversation. But all I could do on my end, though, is really, you know, I mean, obviously, if I could give you that money back, I'd give it back to you right now. But I could definitely help you make that money back from them. And then, you know, I could also put in a request to see if I can have them entirely waive the setup fee. It's not a huge difference, but it'll save you another $100 off the initial investment. That $99 setup fee that usually goes towards, like, buying your domain name for your website and verification. Uh-huh. And then that way, your initial investment, instead of you paying $398 today, it'll just be the straight $299 out the door for the platinum bundle, and then that'll cover you all the way up until the 21st of December. So, I mean, if I could do something like that, does that help you? I hear the little one in the background.
Yeah, I know. He's got some suction on him. get that $90. Down, I could do it today, actually.
Okay. Well, then here, let me do this. Give me 1 second, Wes. Okay. And then for this website, I mean, a lot of that goes directly into just buying your domain name. That's what Google charges us to get them. So do you have, like, a logo by chance, or... Do you have, like, pictures of work that you've done in the past that we'll be able to use for the site?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, if you can send those in, then you got it. Like, I'm waiving the setup fee entirely.
What do you want me to send them, that phone number you've been texting me off of?
Yeah, that's our company line. So you can text that, but I'm going to send you an email address, actually. The photos just come through a lot clearer if you send them to this email. photos@localsplash.com.
Yeah,
sometimes when you send them via text, they get, like, pixelated once we blow them up on the PC version. So I just texted that over to you. Mm-hmm. But Okay, so I got you for $299, and then I'll waive the setup fee entirely. Do you spell your first name? Is it Wesley or is it just Wes?
It's Weston. W-E-S-T-O-N.
Oh, I like that. Like the baseball bat?
Yeah.
Yeah, W-E-S-T-O-N?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and last name?
Book. Like book. Burrito Book.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I like it. I thought it was Book Rich. That's why I was like, okay.
Well, my last name's Book. My other buddy's name is Rich.
Okay, got it. So, should I add him to the account as a business owner? In case he wants to make changes?
No, it's kind of an in.
Okay.
It's an inside joke that's called Book Rich. Work for us.
Oh, okay. And then what's your business email address where I can send you everything in writing?
It's going to be quade.book18@gmail.com.
Okay. My coworker's looking at me crazy, like, you're really going to give it to him for that? She's like, oh, man. Yeah, it'd be fine. If you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, and all you got to do is see this work, and that's it. Deal sealed. Okay, I got the street address for your PIN verification hidden. Okay, I know you said you have that other company. How do you want us to display the hours of operation for this business?
So I am busy pretty much but that's the thing, though. I'm not busy every weekend, but it's only on the weekends.
Okay. Well, I mean, calls aren't going to hurt. And, I mean, you could always leave it, like, as open as possible, and then they're just calling you. You know, if you answer, you answer. If not, it goes to the tracking system. You can follow up with them when you have time.
Yeah. I guess just make the hours 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Sunday closed?
Light.
Fully?
They were closed.
Okay. How old is your son?
It's a puppy.
Oh, it's a puppy. Oh, that's what you're saying. I know you were telling me about the dog, but the dog straight sounds like a baby, man. I was like, oh, you got a baby there with you? Yeah. That's so cute, man. Little tiny puppy then, huh? Is he, like, still on the bottle type puppy? Like, that new? Like, 6 weeks?
Yes, they're, like, 3 weeks old.
Oh, okay. That makes sense now. Yeah, so you do have some little babies. And their mom passed away?
Yeah, she had, like, some kind of fluid in her chest cavity.
Lungs?
She couldn't survive.
So it probably happened during the birthing process. But yeah, they're way too small usually to be away from the mom. You got to feed them a bottle for about 3-4 weeks now. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes.
Do they have like a certain nutrition you could put in the bottle from like PetSmart or something? Like a certain type of milk? Or you just give them whole milk? Oh, goat's milk. Okay.
No. Yeah. You mix that with water. It's kind of like a protein shake.
Yeah, there we go. I was wondering. I was like, they probably have some kind of formula, like a regular baby you could just give them, make sure they're strong, getting all their vitamins. All right. So I have your account created. The PIN's going to get sent out right now. I'm going to send you your Google verification form. You only got to get Google verified one time for as long as you own your business, Wes. So this is actually going to be something that will benefit you even if you leave our services later. People will still be able to look up this company and see they're real and see all your reviews and everything.
All right.
Yeah, but they ask you to fill out the form. So the form is going to say, like, to get your Google business profile verified, kindly help us with pictures of the details mentioned below. So it says, like, tools and equipment, work vehicle and license plate. You can hide the license plate number if you want. Business license and insurance, if you have it. And then business card, business registration. It says an invoice and then a photo of the workplace. Not all of these are required. You'll see some of them have like a little red asterisk next to them. Those are the more important ones. And then the other ones is kind of like if you have it. If you're missing anything, don't panic. There's a little box at the bottom. You just check that you're okay with us doing a video call. And then, like I said, we're right across the street from Google. So I'll hop on a video call with one of our reps across the street at the Google headquarters, and we'll just verify your listing over the phone. I'll just talk to you for 5 minutes and then get it going. Okay. Just want to make sure you are who you say you are, you know, before we start referring you to people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Save. All right. And then what would be the best time to do your client interview? Little baby dog. Man.
I'm busy all day tomorrow.
All day tomorrow? What
Saturday,
about today? I mean,
I have to go help a buddy with some stuff.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to sound rude, but I got like rooms full of nerds that could do this at any time. Like if you're not too busy, I could have somebody circle back in like 10 minutes.
Up this phone call, I got to go dash across town and help my buddy.
Okay. Well, there's also a time difference between us too, because we're in California. So like there's a 5 to 6 this afternoon, or like a 4 to 5 if you want to shoot for the afternoon.
Well, one of those nerds from 5 to 6.
These calls are recorded too. They hear me say that probably like twice a day though, so it's okay.
Yeah,
they call me dumb sometimes. I'm probably the least genius one that works here, but I'm good at talking
to
people.
You're a sales kid.
Yeah, exactly. Like I got the social skills. I grew up in a big family,
yeah.
So I'm good at just shooting people straight and talking to them. What was that?
I said they pay you well because you're not an autistic nerd. You can deal with people.
hey. I know, yeah, there's definitely at least two of them downstairs that are on the spectrum. That's funny. Oh, man. It just kind of comes... Yeah, yeah. Well, they definitely changed my perspective on it. You know, I used to think it was something completely different, but these guys are like, they could code so fast and they're really good with numbers and just, yeah.
Yeah.
They just, when you talk to them, it just seems like it takes them forever to kind of calculate a response.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Kind of childlike though when we get outside. Okay, save. Okay, something's going on with your email though, bud. It says QUADE.book18@gmail.com.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. QUADE. Okay.
Yes. Book.
Okay. Let's see if you get this. Did you get the,
I'll go to my...
Yeah, I also sent your Google verification form there. I texted it to you and emailed it over there.
Okay. Not seeing anything
sure
in my email.
Works. Okay, yeah. So yeah. I've got to make sure this works because they're sort of also going to send the receipt and everything in writing. And you could write it off as a business expense here in like a month and a half.
Well, I want to tell you, man, that's my email.
Okay. QUADE.book18@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you get the text message?
Calm down, little guy.
I know, he's so... It sounds like he's starving.
I don't want him to aspirate either. He's full as a tick, too.
I was thinking, man, just listening to that puppy, he's like, I got two boys. They're 5 and 3. I'm thinking, man, a puppy, they might be ready for a puppy.
Yeah. Oh, I got two
Christmas
available.
Next month.
I'll mail them over.
Want to send them out to California? They have a good life. I'm only about a mile off the beach.
Yeah.
Could run them down to the beach on the weekend. Yeah.
Okay. See, there's the text form. I found it. Just click and click.
Okay. So that tells me that it is working, though, because if the email was wrong, then the text wouldn't even go through either, because it's set up to email and text
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's just a delay in you receiving it. It'll come through. Okay. And then I got your client interview scheduled. So they'll send you a calendar invitation for 5 to 6, and then they'll text you at 4 o'clock, 1 hour prior, just as a heads-up reminder and make sure it's still a good time for you. If anything changes, just let us know when you get that text, and then we can pivot. But I got you all set here.
Yeah,
Wes,
man,
so.
Sounds good.
In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
We can do it card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, or does it say Bookrich Services LLC on it, or both?
This card's going to be under my name.
Okay. I'm going to add the business name to the invoice, though, so that way you can differentiate your write-offs from your other business.
Yeah.
And then the street address that we're PIN verifying is the same as the billing address?
Yes.
Okay. I said that backwards. All right. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Let me grab it here.
Okay. You got those puppies on your lap. You holding both of them?
I know.
Or is just one?
I have three of them, one at a time, and this guy's just, my mom calls him Monkey. Because he just climbed everywhere.
What did they say they were mixed with? Lab and what?
It's lab, and the mutt was like a boxer pit bull mix.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to see what these dogs look like. Oh, yeah.
They're
beautiful.
All black, but they have kind of like pit bull coloration.
Yeah, so they get that white chest.
The white stripe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The white. They usually get like white around the chest area. It's looking like. Those are beautiful. That actually looks just like the dog that I was telling you I had growing up. They said he was pit bull and lab mix. Yeah, like half and half. He looks exactly like that. Yeah. But everybody just thought he was a pit bull because of the way his head kind of grew.
So I actually lost the physical version of this card that I'm using recently. I have to pull it up on my computer. So give me 1 second.
No worries. That's okay. It happens. I actually threatened my wife with turning my card off yesterday and ordering a new one because I just came home to like all these boxes on the doorstep. And like I have 2 boys and Christmas is coming. Like, okay, I get it. But she just didn't even tell me anything. And I asked her, I was like, how did you get my card, you know, from my wallet? And she's like, oh, I memorized it. I was like, okay, I'm changing it.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah. I'm like, Jesus. Yeah. I'm like, okay. So, like, at what point did you pick up my wallet and memorize it? Or, I don't know, she looked it up online and found it. So I know one of the Amazon accounts just has it in there. All the TVs and everything at home are all hooked up to it. Yeah, it just drove me nuts. I was like, man, you got to be kidding me. Time to change the cards. I just want a heads up, you know? Sometimes I get the notifications, and then if I get a notification and I didn't do it, I'm, like, calling the bank, like, what's going on? And my wife's over here having a good old time buying stuff. Lightning McQueen bed.
Yeah.
Where is it? You know, what's funny is my dog that I was telling you that looks like this, he was mixed, and the reason I picked him up from the pound, or the reason he was at the pound, is because the person who had him before, or like that got him, I guess they had all boxers, and they didn't like him. Like, they basically, like, outcast the puppy because he wasn't a boxer, you know? And so I picked him up from the pound for about $100. He was only, like, 3 months old. It was the first dog I ever had. And we named him Ali because he was abandoned by the boxers. Or the boxers tried to beat him up. So we named him, like, Muhammad Ali. So we named him Ali, like,
yeah.
Ali. Yeah. So I had him for 10 years. And then my mom got sick and passed. He just stopped eating, basically. Once my mom passed away, it was, like, his best friend. He got, like, sick and just died of they say he died of a broken heart. It's pretty much what they said.
Oh.
Yeah, he just stopped eating. Like, he was just, like, depressed. He would lay by her bed and just cry and cry. Like, he knew she was gone. And then we tried to feed him and stuff and keep his spirits up. But, yeah, he just started getting real thin. And he got depressed, wouldn't do anything, wouldn't go for a walk or anything. He was starting to get up there a little bit, but he still had a lot of life left in him. It just broke his heart so bad. He just died, passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was rough. It was literally like within a 2 month span. So it was like my mom passed and then 2 months later, my puppy that I had for 10 years passed away. It's wild. But dogs are awesome, man. If you treat them right, they look at you as family.
Yeah. Okay, so I thought Google was going to be able to show me my card because that's where I have it.
No, and Google won't show you your card. Yeah, Google always hides it. Yeah, that's the same thing. Like when I put a card into our system here, they use VeriSign through Google, so it'll literally code everything out but the last four digits, and then it hides like the expiration month and year and the 3-digit code too. Just a security feature. So that way if somebody hops on your computer or something, or it's supposed to protect you from people like my wife.
Yeah. So, if you remember, I said I have to run across town and help my buddy after I get off this call. That's where I left the card.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to retrieve it before I can give you accurate payment information.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah. Shoot. I'm not going to take your time. I'm not bullshitting you. I'm trying to make it happen.
No, I got you. I got it all teed up already. I already did all the legwork and sent the verification form in the mail, actually. I requested they send that out and send the Google pin. Oh, man. Usually I'm supposed to do that after the payment was live. It's just... rookie move on my part. Okay. You don't have like a different payment method to use just for the first month?
That's the only one that I have enough funds on right now.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But I just paid everybody and paid myself, so the business bank account's low.
Gotcha. Oh, man. I should have asked this stuff before I started creating everything, but...
it'd be probably an hour before I could get it to you.
Shoot, okay. All right, let me just take it off the board. That's okay. Kind of my fault, too, though, because I'm supposed to verify that before I, like, start doing all this stuff. I just did it the other way.
Hey, you listen, you love it, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, I've been doing this for 12 years, you know, I'm not exactly a spring chicken. That's like, I've learned this lesson before. They're just kind of like looking at me like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
They're already questioning my pricing structure that I gave you. Now they're like, really?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't put you on blast in front of your coworkers.
Yeah, it's okay. There's only two of them that help me manage the department. The rest of them are like, they work for us, so it's all good. They're buddies of mine. Okay. So what I'll do then, I'm going to put this thing here. I'm going to put you on my calendar for an hour, and then I'll just circle back with you, and we'll gather that. And then I'm going to leave the client interview where it's at between 5 and 6. So basically, I'll call you. We'll secure the payment. I'll do a quick voice verification just to re-go over everything. So that way there's a firm understanding. And then... I'll send you your outline of the agreement in writing. You already got the verification form, and then you'll just need like a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. So we'll take care of all that here in about an hour, okay? All right. And then I'm going to send you, I'll send you my direct number and extension. If you get it, if you're able to square things away, like before I circle back with you, just feel free to call in directly.
Well, we'll do. Absolutely.
All right. All right. Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon, Wes.
All right. See you, man.
All right. Bye.